Listening Library presents The Boxer and the Spy by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by Scott Brick. Skycam 1. 20 miles north of Boston, Cabot was a rich town on the water. The houses were generally big and old and had nice yards. Along the ocean front, on Water Street, the houses were mostly bigger and older, and had long front porches where people could sit in good weather and look at the ocean. The boy liked to walk around town after dark and look in windows. He liked to see the lives being lived in the lighted interiors. Men reading newspapers, women making supper, kids doing homework. He didn't peek in. He just looked as he walked by and felt somehow comfortable looking at the regular people doing regular things. He didn't like to stay home so much after supper, because ever since his father died, his mother wouldn't eat supper. She'd give him his and sit with him while he ate and drink. In a little while, she would get weeping and hug him and tell him he was all she had, and it would make him really uncomfortable. So he'd go out for a walk until she got so drunk she'd fall asleep on the couch. He'd gotten the timing of it down pretty well, so when he came home, he could go right to bed. In the morning, there would be no mention of it. The boy didn't have too many friends. He wasn't mean or anything, but a lot of kids thought he was a sissy because he didn't like sports, and he liked old movies, and he liked to draw. He knew that, but he couldn't change himself. He could only be what he was. There was a sort of closed-in space on the beach at the far end, near the bathhouse, among the big smooth rocks that stuck out.